Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dish is going to the show, and I'm just a regular gay. So this new movie, Suburbicon, it's a huge bomb. Oh, yeah, one of the biggest in the history of Paramount Pictures. I don't know. It's got Matt Damon. It's got Julianne Moore twice. She plays twin sisters. It's got a variety of quirky character actors. It's a comedy about the suburbs in the 50s, and it's directed by George Clooney. But when I first saw the coming attraction, I did say to myself, this looks like a Coen Brothers ripoff. Well, not quite a ripoff. I mean, the Coen Brothers did write this a while ago, but for some reason, they never made it. But it looks just like their movies. Uptight 50s stereotypes, there's a suburb with manicured lawns, prefab colorful houses, and some very disturbing things going on underneath all the phony baloney happiness. There's this family, it's got a dopey idiot husband, fodder, who comes up with a murder plan and an insurance scheme that, of course, goes wrong and causes lots of violent problems. Sounds like something the Coen Brothers would do, right? Probably because they kind of already did. Except they did it in Minnesota, and they called it Fargo. So they gave this to Clooney, and they said, hey, George, why don't you do it? Go ahead, you direct it. And he did. And Damon is the dope, and Moore is involved, and Oscar Isaac shows up as a sleazy insurance investigator. But to make it more than a cliched murder thriller comedy satire, Clooney goes ahead, and he tosses in a very brutal subplot where the town rises up angry when a black family moves into this lily-white hellhole suburb that Suburbicon is. It's evidently based on something that actually happened back in the 50s. Why it's in this movie, I don't know. I mean, it could be its own movie, but to have a serious thing like that in this quirky cartoon movie, I don't know. They don't work together. And it just makes this whole thing kind of a misguided attempt at, I don't know, something. I didn't mind watching Suburbicon, but you know me. I got to watch something because I'm just a regular guy. So you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. And yes, I am just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.